make an alcoholic. My sobriety date is July 6, 1983. I was born February 26, 1946. I grew up on a farm west of here, a little town called Barneville. I grew up a farm boy. It was a pretty good growing up period until I was about 10, 11 years old when my parents started drinking quite a bit. It seemed like my life kind of fell apart after that. I didn't do well in school after that. I dropped out of high school after two attempts at being a freshman. I just couldn't stay in school. I couldn't get it, you know. And through that time, you know, everybody thought I was this dummy. I just could not get it. And well, anyway, after I dropped out of school, I just milled around. I started honing my drinking experience by going out to a dance hall by Mount Horeb called Club 18, where I would find people who could buy me beer. We would drink every Friday and Saturday night. We'd get a couple cases of beer and just have a hell of a good time. In that process, I met my first wife, and we got married at a very young age. I was 17 when we got married. And shortly after, that was in April of 1963. And after that, I worked on a farm for a while for that summer. And then in January of 64, I joined the military. We were expecting a baby and had no insurance, no anything, no way to pay for it. So I thought going in the military would be a good thing to do. So I joined the U.S. Air Force. Spent the first 6 months in Texas and then came back to Michigan, where I served about a year there before I went overseas. While I was in basic training, my oldest son was born March 1st, 1964. That was actually about 4 days after I turned 18. From there, well, I spent 27 months in Japan. My family came over there for about a year and a half. And that's my daughter was born over there in 1966. I got discharged from the Air Force in 1968. I came home January 1968. No job. Didn't know what I was going to do. I got a job at a grist mill, a feed mill that grinds up feed for cows. And I shoveled corn and oats and hauled sacks of feed for a couple, 3 months. And my cousin got a hold of me and he brought me to town to get some work in Middleton. So I worked there for a while. Finally, in 1969, I hooked up with an old family friend, and he got me into the painting trade. So that was the start of my painting career, and of course that helped accelerate my drinking career also. It wasn't unusual for us to stop after work and have a few drinks, and sometimes we got home by 9 o'clock, sometimes it was 2 o'clock, you know, we just never knew when we were going to get home. But I did, you know, I did that for a long time. And then in 1970, my son was born, my youngest child. That's about the time my marriage really started breaking up, because I was drinking a lot, carousing a lot, had an affair. It was horrible. It was awful. So, got divorced in about 1984, 80, something like that. I was separated before I got in the program. I got in the program after I was separated, and our divorce was final after that. The first 3 years of my sobriety were probably the toughest. It was really hard going. I drank twice, but I don't even really call them relapses. The first one was a guy I went through treatment with, invited me out for dinner, and he ordered a carafe of wine. So I thought, oh, I can have a drink of wine with him. So I had just a couple of swallows of wine with him, and I realized this is nuts. He was already back drinking. So I came right back to the meeting and fessed up. And then the second one was I took a trip to Europe for a real good friend of mine was living in Europe and he was getting married, so I went over there to be in his wedding. And while I was over there, I visited a great aunt of mine in Switzerland, and she brought out the wine. So I had a sip of wine there, and I call that one a communion, I guess. It surely wasn't a relapse. And as soon as I got back here, I came to meeting and fessed right up. So that is actually the last booze I had in my system, other than some communion wine once in a while. So I guess I don't really want to dwell on what I did when I was using. I think it's better to talk more about what it's like now. Like I said, the first 3 years were pretty tough. I don't know if it was, let's see, I got to look at my chart here. I got involved in a relationship, a program relationship, which was pretty tumultuous, to say the least. And I think it was in 1988 we finally got married. And it lasted about 13 months. And we separated, and about a year later we got divorced. But the same, somewhere around in that time also, I spent a week in the hospital with depression. I'd suffered off and on with depression for all my adult life. And it really came to a head at that time. I remember the night before I was at home just beside myself. I had a .22 pistol in my hand. There was no bullets in it. But I took it and I started practicing using it on myself. The next day I went to work, and I got to work, and when I get there, I always change my clothes, and I was changing my clothes, and I just said, there's no way I can't be here. I just cannot be here. So I put my street clothes back on, and I thought, I can't go home, because if I go home, I'll use the gun. So for some unknown reason to me to this day, I got in my car and drove down to Madison General Hospital and checked myself in. That got me on a path to some sort of sanity, I guess. It really, they got me on antidepressants. I got somewhat settled down. I had problems off and on with that. But it got me through. I was able to go back to work and function like a normal human being again. Then in August of 1989, I became a grandfather. My son had a boy, and my daughter had a boy. They were 2 days apart, so I double whammy right there. So that was a lot of fun. It was a good time. And a few years later, in 1992, my granddaughter was born. So I have three lovely grandchildren. I see them once in a while. My one grandson lives out in Detroit. And my other grandson lives around someplace, but I hardly ever see him. He's on the go quite a bit. and my granddaughter lives out in Bonneville. Then, August 21st, 1995, Juan and I got married. And that's probably one of the best things that's happened to me. She put a lot of stability in my life. I'm really grateful for her. I don't know. You know, I could go on and on talking about different things, but I guess the biggest thing I get out of this program today is just the gratitude for life. I know when I was back in that depression, I wanted to die. At least I thought I wanted to die. I know now that I just wanted the pain to go away. And for the most part, the pain has gone away. And I'm really, really grateful for that. I express my gratitude at meetings a lot because for me, that's all there is. Life is good today. Sure, there's bad things that happen. My body aches. Things don't go the way I want to. I get all pissed off about different things. But in the long run, life is pretty doggone good. And if there's anything I can relay to anybody that, you know, maybe suffering today, that keep practicing the steps and keep doing the right things, and things do get better. That's really the best message I can deliver today, other than, you know, just not drink. That's the other thing, that I have absolutely no desire to drink. You know, I always tell myself, when I find a situation or something that's worthwhile drinking, I probably will do it. But I haven't found anything worthwhile drinking over. And I tell sponsors that, too. I say, when you find something that's worth going to get a drink for, call me up. I'll go with you. I'm not a very long speaker, so I'm not going to sit here and try to pretend I'm going to be speaking much longer. But my message to you and to everybody is just gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. And one little story, when I was in treatment, this old fellow, I can't even remember his name, and he's probably long gone by now, but he was newly sober. He was probably in his 70s or 80s when he came in there. He used to come in every week, and his one thing was, up your attitude with gratitude. So I think with that, I don't have much more to add other than I'm grateful to be sober. I'm glad you're all here, and I hope I gave you something.